So Bethel Locker Room Chat continuing here on KNZA. Brandon Tabman joined by boys basketball coach, that is Josh Wartenberger, presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Number 6 ranked team in 3A, that is Sabetha, continuing a very stout season to this point. They stayed perfect in league play with a big win on Tuesday against Perry Lecompton, 51-31. Big second half, pulling away after it was a one-possession game at the half. Coach, you played them just last week, too, and obviously it was kind of a similar deal. It was a close game in the first half, and you guys were able to pull away. That first matchup, 65-37, and then 51-31 on Tuesday night. Pretty similar, so just how nice was it to see your team able to perform the way they did in the second half once again like that?
Yeah, we were happy with the defensive effort, and I think we had great defensive effort in the first half as well, and you can see how talented Perry is and how quickly they can score, but they struggled making some shots in that second half, and we were able to, I felt like, rebound better to just limit them to one shot, and so, we're happy with the second half, but also just with our effort the whole game.
You get a piece of the Big 7 League title. You earn the share. Just one more win in the final two. You'll take it outright. So congratulations on that, setting yourself up for a good opportunity in Substate here in a couple of weeks. And we'll talk about Substate a little bit more next week. But, again, the one thing about your team I noticed and have watched you guys a couple of times this year is you guys play you play a lot of kids. And, the depth is obviously a huge key, and you get good minutes from guys off the bench. You know, your Marcus Baumans and Christian McAfee's, they put up their numbers, and certainly first-team all-league caliber players. But I thought a guy like Tyler Minold in that game on Tuesday night gave you great minutes, 9 points off the bench. Will Ulrich has played very well for you. He was in double figures with 10. So, again, it's not just kind of your top two guys, but you play a lot of kids, and you can certainly get production from a lot of them.
Yeah, for sure. It takes more than two people to make a team, and like you said, we've got those consistency things that we have every night. But we've got guys that step up into their role each night too, and understand that their importance. Understand how that affects other teams when we're bringing in 10 to 12 guys a night. And so, yeah, I just really appreciate the guys' effort every time they come in, their attitude, whether they're in the game or on the bench and just ready to go when it's their turn. And so we get to see those great things each night that we play. And it's maybe one guy a certain night and a different guy another night. But it just makes us a tougher team to play each game.
Friday, Tuesday, your final two games of the regular season. Friday, you get Holton at home, then going to Hiawatha on Tuesday to wrap things up. Let's talk specifically about Holton, a second matchup with them. You last played them in early January, right out of the break. Got a nice win there, 67-41. Probably easy to say it's been a month and change, so both teams probably a little bit different, playing a little bit different than maybe back then. Just what's kind of the expectation for the second matchup with Holton?
Yeah, we just want to continue to gain momentum going into Substate, and still some more film I need to watch on what Holton is doing. But I know from last time we played them, they've got some good athletes on the wing. They've got some size in at the post. They've got good shooters on the perimeter, and so there's no given game. There's no game where you can overlook an opponent, especially in the Big 7 and especially with Coach Tate and Holton, Coach Smith and Hiawatha. So, nothing carries over, and we've got to be ready every night to play.
There it is. Sabetha boys basketball coach Josh Wartenberger joining us again, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Services. 16-2, perfect in the league still, and a piece of the Big 7 league title, setting themselves up for the top seed in Substate, but still a couple of games and plenty to play for here in the next couple of weeks. Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.